Proclamation number 7725 of 14th of October, 1960. Sin against the Spirit. You should not resist the Spirit. I tell you this because you commit a sin if you oppose the Spirit. If you recognize my working and yet consciously distance yourselves from it, for then you will eternally be unable to make contact with me, because you then reject me myself, who expresses myself through the Spirit. The working of the Spirit in the human being is the evidence of my illumination of love, and if you reject it you sin against the Spirit because you commit the former sin again, not acknowledging me who gives you visible evidence of my presence. And this sin cannot be forgiven because if you reject the Spirit, you also do not acknowledge Jesus Christ and the act of salvation, who gives you forgiveness, and because then you will have to walk the path through creation again. A path of immeasurable torment. Therefore do not sin against the Spirit, acknowledge my working, for you feel it within you that it is I who speaks. You feel that my Father Spirit from eternity empties itself. You feel that Spirit speaks to Spirit and yet you reject it. And you know that I myself have said, all sins can be forgiven you, but not the sin against the Spirit. And this sin is committed by the person who recognizes the Father's voice and closes his heart and ear when it sounds to him. This sin is committed by the person who maintains his defensive position although he recognizes it. For he is still in the power of my adversary who will not let him find his way to Jesus. And he will also never take the path to the cross because the opposing spirit controls him, because it impels him to defend himself and he obeys its will. To recognize the voice of the Spirit is a gift of grace from me which the human being should make use of, for if a person's heart can be touched by the voice of the Spirit then he has already reached a certain degree of maturity. And only one person will rarely let this act of grace pass him by, for it has a pleasing effect on him. And the spiritual spark in the human being constantly strives towards me, his Father Spirit of eternity. But my working of the Spirit will also be disputed for base motives, although the realization of this is present. And then you will transgress against me as you once transgressed. And this sin will increase the former sin many times over and bring unspeakable suffering upon you, from which I would like to warn and protect you all. And if you are of good will you will also be able to recognize if and when my spirit is at work. And then you should confess me and my spirit. You should not sin against the Spirit so that you will not get lost and take an infinitely long time again until you are accepted by me again. Amen.